SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, bad, the dumb on a throwback Thursday. All right, let's start with the good.
The good is coming straight out of Bethpage, New York.
All right.
The reason why I'm highlighting Bethpage and the PGA Championship is because we had the rise of Tiger happening. But another thing that's starting to happen is storylines again coming out of the PGA, which we've missed for a while. When Tiger left, didn't it feel like it was just all about golf?
Yep.
And before that, there were little storylines we like hearing about Tiger. Well, we had one yesterday, and we did talk about it yesterday, about Tiger's quick little jab on John Daly.
Yeah, John Daly jab, yep.
And just to remind everyone what he said when asked about John Daly using a golf cart.
As far as JD taking a cart, well, I walked with a broken leg, so.
Yeah, so, well done.
I mean, which is awesome. And who knows? Maybe it was a joke. Maybe he was being serious. You know, maybe he's taking offense to someone, you know, taking a cart. But John Daly responded. And this is the kind of soap opera that I think the PGA has been missing. Now, he didn't really say anything extravagant. He didn't fire another jab back at him. Basically, he said, you know, he wished that Tiger had all the facts.
Right.
And that, you know, he got, you know, if Tiger got his knee fixed or his back fixed for some reason, no doctor will replace his knee because of a different type of problem. It's hard to explain why Daly said he's not a doctor. I just try to do what they say. But I'm just glad that it's kind of fun that this thing is happening.
Yeah, a little back and forth.
A little
between
back
those
and
two.
Forth. I mean, how great would it be if there was somehow some way that they ended up getting paired together?
John Daly one time told a story about, he said, and he claims this is true, and who knows, because John Daly's John Daly, but he claims one time he was at a tournament in Tiger's early years, and he says, I was in the clubhouse having a beer, and Tiger walked by, and he was heading to the gym.
Yep.
And I said, Tiger, why don't you stop by and have a beer with us? He says, I'm going to the gym. He goes, oh, you don't have to go to the gym. You can come back here and have a drink with us. And he goes, if I had your talent, John, I'd be sitting right there too. That's what John Daly said Tiger Woods told him. I mean,
we need more of this. I think
that's pretty cool. I like that.
There is a certain decorum when it comes to golf, and everyone is, you know, I think beyond polite, but I think golf needs this.
Yeah.
Golf needs to have this edge to be as dominant as it was. I mean, there was a time, and, you know, we keep talking about how when Tiger's reign was happening, our kids had never seen this. And, you know, the guys Tiger's going up against, they've never had to deal with the pressure of playing against Tiger. But there was also a time where golf was seriously making a run at being like that fifth most watchable sport
in
the country.
Right.
Like, people started tuning into just every tournament. There was, you know, you would talk, it almost became water cooler talk every time there was a major tournament. And maybe not even one of the majors. I'm just saying just a major tournament.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So,
I hope we get it.
I'm hoping so, too. I also have a bonus good.
Okay, go ahead.
And it also is from Bethpage, because it's your favorite golfer, Phil Mickelson.
Yeah, my man.
When asked, why does he always wear black?
Honestly, it's because I'm fat. It's so dumb, I just can't do it, man.
That's exactly why I do it, too. Holy cow, yes.
See?
Slims you down like
slims
no other color.
Slims you down, and just the straight honesty out of him.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. I've done a lot of promo pictures in my time, and I worked at this one radio station where they gave us the company logo shirts. The station logo shirts were white. I look terrible. I absolutely look terrible. But then the same shots that I took wearing a black golf shirt or a black polo shirt or a black, you know, turtleneck or whatever look great. They look great. That change, I did not lose a pound, but yet somehow wearing black does make it, does slim you down, man.
Yep.
It's really a huge difference.
And what I love most about, because Phil has always been the anti-Tiger. Like, yep. Tiger always strives to say the right thing. Phil will just say it. And this is one of those moments where Phil is just being Phil.
I love Phil because Phil's, listen, Phil's got a home gym. He's got access to trainers, diet. Like, he can hire, like, he could hire a cook to live in his house and make him healthy meals every day, right? He can afford all that stuff.
He could fly yet, a cook in every single day.
Every day. He has all the means in the world to live healthy, work out, lose weight. He's got the time because he dictates his own schedule, all of those things, and yet still carrying some poundage. And I love him for it. I love him for it. That's fantastic. Good for him. I love Phil. He's fantastic. He's the best.
Yep.
God, I hope he wins the Open to complete the career Grand Slam, but he's getting a little too old, so I don't think he's going to.
I don't know. He has to fight that juggernaut Tiger once again.
That's right. That is a really good. All right, so now we got to get to the bad.
The bad. You've heard of this boxer, Deontay Wilder.
He's out of Birmingham, Alabama.
He's done a few fights. Well, yeah, I think he's actively trying to murder an opponent in the ring.
I saw this story. Yeah, give us the details on this one.
I'm going to let Deontay give you the details.
Yeah, sure.
What would you say about that? Hey, Dominique Brazil asked for this. I didn't go seek him. He seek me. So if it comes, it comes. This is a brutal sport. This is not a gentleman sport. I keep saying this is not a gentleman sport. We don't ask to hit each other in the face, but we does anyway. And you can ask any doctor around the world, he'll tell you the head is not meant to be hit. Anybody can go. And on this particular time, we have bad blood against each other. This is the only sport where you can kill a man and get paid for it at the same time. It's legal. So why not use my right to do so?
Wow!
Yeah, I have the translation. If you weren't able to figure that out, here's the translation.
He does.
Thank you, Drago. Oh, that's the best! Wow, what a weird rant that is.
Yeah, I don't even have words to describe what I heard. I mean, legally wants to use his right to kill a man.
He basically said, I can murder this guy and it's legal and I get away with it and I get paid, so why not do that?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know if that's something you should openly admit.
No, it's...
I mean, we know it's a brutal sport. It's a combat sport, and you do take certain risks. I mean, we see it with boxers all the time where, you know, after a few hits, I mean, you look at Evander Holyfield now after a career of boxing. I mean, he's, you know, he doesn't have all his faculties. So we know that it does do a lot of damage. I mean, obviously.
Yeah, exactly.
And it is very real that someone could die in the ring and then just have a fighter come out and go, yeah, I'm going to try it.
Wow.
I'm going to actively pursue it.
Wow. And what led to this sort of anger, bitterness rant of wanting to kill somebody, or at least being totally fine if that were to happen?
I mean it's that latter part. It's just totally fine. Like, yeah, if he dies, he dies.
I remember when I was a young man, there was a boxer named Ray Boom Boom Mancini, who killed Dooku Kim in the ring, and it broke him to pieces. He was devastated that his fight led to the death of another human being. And so this flippant attitude that if a death occurs in the ring, hey, that's just a boxing thing. Well, it's not a boxing thing. You wouldn't just blow it off. I got to be honest with you. I think if that happened, you would actually be very distraught over it.
I think you would hang up the gloves.
I think so too. I mean, for Ray Mancini, he was crushed. He was devastated by it. He called it one of the worst things that ever happened in his life.
Yeah, but maybe Deontay is similar to Drago, where just, hey, if he dies, he dies.
Yeah, exactly.
And just move on.
Yeah.
Next fight, please.
Very right. Okay, so, all right, now we're on to the dumb.
The dumb of the day, this also could be one of the smarter things to do, too, but I threw it in the dumb. A Danish politician is campaigning on Pornhub because you have to be where the voters are.
Yeah, that's, I mean, right.
This could be a really smart tactic. But at the same time, I mean, are you sure you want those votes to be your constituency?
Very true. And he's basically saying, I want to use my advertising dollars wisely, so I'll go to where all the people are going.
All the people.
Yeah, okay. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. There's got to be other places you can drop your money off.
Do we put this on the same level as Bill Clinton appearing on MTV or playing the saxophone on Arsenio Hall? Is that kind of in the same realm?
No. In theory, yes. Right? I mean, because Clinton knew in 92 that he needed to go, he was going to go after the youth vote, that they could swing the election. And he wanted to appear cool, and that he was, because he was a young guy. And so he went to the right place in a way. Maybe if he basically, listen, I like the fact that he's saying, hey, look, that website gets a lot of traffic. So if I can put my, if I can somehow get attached to a lot of traffic, that's good for me. But I don't think it's something you want to just come out and say, this is what we're spending our advertising dollars on.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a lot of people at that site that are like, oh, wait, hold on. Let me find out more about this candidate. Wow. Yeah,
you know what?
See what he feels about the issues of lowering taxes.
Let me pause this real quick. Let me click on this ad.
Right. Hold on one second. I'll get back to this later. What about, what do you mean? What do you mean you have a 4-point plan to reduce property taxes? Let me find more out about that, or more workers' rights. Let me find out more about that.
I'm sure a lot of people who travel to those sites are easily distracted.
Completely. That's what if he wins and he totally credits that?
Oh, then you know, I mean,
like, oh, and I want to thank all the Pornhub viewers who came out and voted for me. We saw you, we heard you, we felt you in this election.
Whoa, maybe not felt,
yeah, maybe so much that, but you know, and does that lead other politicians to go, oh, screw it, I'll just sign up I'll just go to where everybody else is going?
What if he is a trendsetter?
It's true.
That could happen.
Good point. Wow. That's bold right there, man. That is bold. That is great. You know, I got to run that by my friend who runs political campaigns for a living, just to get an idea. Like, have you done that? Have you ever done something like that?
Maybe not done. Have you close? Ever thought about it?
Yeah. Have you ever sat in a pitch meeting for your clients and said, okay, we got X amount of dollars. This is where we could spend it, but we could spend it on the, if anybody ever brought that up, I should ask him when I see him again. Because that is really interesting. Because on the one hand, it seems like that could hurt you, but on the other hand, he's right in the sense that put your money where there's some people. Yep. Right?
Got to be where the voters are.
Go where the voters are.
He said half the internet is those type of sites.
Exactly.
So, yeah. I think he's looking at his chances as being pretty fair.
I've said this. I keep saying this. I'm going to repeat this as long as I'm on the air. I will repeat this until I die. The adult entertainment and fantasy sports, the two industries that just took right away to the internet faster than anybody else did.
Yeah.
Right? Shopping online was a little while to get going. People weren't sure if people would actually give their credit card out. But fantasy sports said, boom, we can do this much quicker. And of course, adult entertainment was probably invented the internet for all we know. Right? Right? But fantasy sports, man, just saw this industry and went, boom, we know how to make this a lot easier for people. People want to play this sport, but nobody wants the hard work of doing it by hand. We will make this easier. And they jumped on this, and life has never been the same. Because I used to play fantasy sports the old way. I was in a NFL fantasy league the old way, where it was box scores on Monday and somebody had to do it all by hand. And I will tell you this, I was one and done. Calling in your teams by Thursday night, I was one and done. I said, I'm not too much hassle. But once the internet popped, I played for the first 10 years, 11 years of it.
It kind of slowed down a little bit. It made life so much easier.
So much easier. 1,000 times easier.
Having a computer do everything for you.
God, it kind of gives that industry, the other industry, a little bit more validation when politicians are buying ad time. Right? You have to give equal time to the other opponent.
The thing is, he's not wrong.
No, he's not.
You know, that's, I mean,
he's not.
Those sites are traveled by so many people. And if I just don't know if it works. I mean, is it a banner that pops up? You know, during a downtime, I should say.
But we even see that in sports a lot, where something amazing will happen in sports. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be Tiger winning the Masters or a great World Series or whatever. And somebody always comes up with the traffic on this site was down 60% during this event. We see it all the time. All the time. Somebody's always going, look at the social impact of this thing. Even these websites, so quote unquote, the traffic was down during that period.
The reverse app, you see articles of a site such as Pornhub where traffic went up.
Right.
And there was during the government shutdown.
Sure. Yeah.
Traffic went up in the D.C. area. And I'm like, how do they figure this out? I just using algorithms and such.
Interesting. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Thursday, SB Nation AM.